You couldn't make it up. English news on January the 15th. Do you work in an office? From home? Or do you take your laptop to the nearest cafe that has free Wi-Fi and toil from there? If you like coffee and company as your part of your daily grind, in future you could find you're paying by the minute or the hour to sit in that cafe rather than by the cup. The Russian concept of Zifferblatt, where you pay to stay but get the food and drink free, is opening its first pay-as-you-stay cafe in London's Old Street. At £1.80 an hour, that's about 10 lei, it sounds like a good deal, especially as you can even take in your own food and drink. It isn't clear how this new scheme will work with another great cafe idea called Suspender Coffee. The concept was first brewed in Naples and provides free coffee to people who cannot afford one just now through the generosity of people who buy an extra cup with their own order and leave it suspended. People who support the scheme say that it's good to be giving to someone locally rather than donating to a faceless charity, and those who benefit say that it's a lifesaver for them, giving them somewhere to go and the feeling that someone cares about them when they're at one of life's low ebbs. You could say it leaves them feeling full of beans. The British Museum is certainly full of beans. The London Treasure House is celebrating its 255th birthday this year, and it's seen its visitor numbers grow 1,000-fold from the 75 people a day when it opened in 1759 to 6.7 million visits in 2013. It's a record number, which includes 750,000 visits on one wet August day last year. The original visitors saw a wide variety of exhibits, including a watercolour painting by Dürer, the German artistic genius, and a model of Jerusalem's Holy Sepulchre Church, which stands on the site of Christ's crucifixion. Recent crowd pullers have included an exhibition of Japanese erotic prints and Ice Age art. Hot and cold stuff, you might think. That's all for now. Bye.